Well, hello, hello, hello out there, God's people. It is your girl, AP Empowers, coming to you with another edition of AP Empowers. Thank you guys so much for tuning in today. I have been trying to come back to you here a little bit more often, and I hope you guys are enjoying the podcast. Again, this is a podcast that's just about empowering and inspiring others. Hopefully it'll motivate you. You know, whatever those things are, that is what I seek to do here on AP Empowers. This is about encouraging you, building you up, never really tearing you down, but also it's about awareness. It's about making you aware of certain things that may be in your blind spot. And so with that being said, I want to just say thank you. This has been a phenomenal busy time for me, and of course that's a blessing. I don't know if many of you have seen or have paid attention to some of my social media pages, but my family has a brand, Pride Family Merch. The website is under construction right now, but hopefully, I don't know when you're hearing this, just try it anyway, just to see if it comes up for you. But we've got some new merchandise coming out, and we're excited about it. It's just something that we're doing together as a family. All of our children now are young adults and have their own things going on and their own mindsets and things like that. And so we basically just wanted to come together to put together something positive for the people. Our last name is Pride. That is the P in AP Empowers. And the what we're doing is personal responsibility and daily excellence. Each one of us strive, I really do believe, on a day in and day out basis to be our personal best, to push for that personal excellence. You know, it's never about perfection, but we are always striving for excellence. And that is the acronym for our brand, personal responsibility and daily excellence. And when you start taking personal responsibility for anything that you want, anything that you have, anything that you're doing, I guarantee you that thing is going to only be elevated and only going to come out better on that other side. So I just dropped by today, though, with a word that was just dropped in my spirit, actually this morning, about you're not crazy. You know, I don't know who this message is for. And again, a lot of times I just come off the hip with some of my talks. But this one has been marinating actually for a while. But this morning it popped in my spirit and I said, hey, let me go ahead and do the podcast so I can get it out. Right. Because I do want to go to the grave empty. I want to get everything out in these podcasts. And I used to do a blog. I've gone back and looked at some of my blog posts. I may be bringing some of the blogs that are no longer published or never was published to this podcast as well. I'm just always looking for ways to try to, again, inspire you, motivate you. But, you know, there's nothing new under the sun, right? So I don't pretend to come up with everything that, you know, something that's just going to be so new, but it may be profound to you because you may have never heard it. And this may be the first time you're hearing it. But anyway, so today's topic is you're not crazy. You know, somebody out there right now is dealing with a situation where they're either being wronged, they're hurting, they feel some type of way about the way they're being treated, and whoever they're dealing with, whether it's their, your company, whether it's, your management team, whether it's your family, somebody is trying to convince you that you're crazy, but your feelings are genuine. I don't know if you guys remember the last, I did like a little post on social media telling you that your best is good enough. It kind of goes hand in hand with that. You know, sometimes people want to convince you for their own selfish reasons or for their own benefit that you're crazy, that you're asking for too much, that your expectations are too high. But you know that you're not crazy. You know that you're worth what you're asking for. And you know that it's not too much if somebody wants to, you know, go above and beyond to get you what you're asking for. But instead, they are trying to convince you that you're crazy. And so I just dropped by today to tell you, guess what? You're not crazy. Stick to your guns. Continue to pray about that situation first and foremost, right? Because God can open doors that no man can close, and God can close doors that no man can open. And so when you stand on that, though, prayer is always first, right? It doesn't mean that you've got to go postal, but in some instances, you do need to set the record straight that you know that you're not crazy, and that you know that your expectations aren't too high, and that you know that what you're asking for is more than reasonable, right? You're not asking for anything above and beyond what that company, that business, that person, those people are capable of doing. They just don't want to do it. And instead of them realizing or succumbing to the fact that they could do this thing, they would instead rather make you think that you are crazy, that you're being unreasonable, that your expectations are too high, that you're asking for too much. But I drop by today to tell you, stick to your guns. And even if you have to move, even if you have to relocate from that situation, even if you have to cut some people off, you need to stand by what you believe in. You need to stand by your value and what your worth is, and continue to seek the things that you know are for you, right? Because what God has for you is for you. And so if you've gotten from God that this is where you're supposed to be, and that if you're seeking elevation or you're seeking something more, stay there. Okay, do not allow them to convince you that you're crazy, because you're not crazy. Maybe they're crazy. Now, I'm in no way saying that you need to go back and forth with them and say that. Because a lot of times, like I said, with prayer, you know, God will answer in different ways. You know, sometimes you can get what you're seeking elsewhere. Sometimes you can get what you're seeking in a different location. Sometimes you can get what you're seeking, you know, maybe not monetarily, but in other ways, in other compensation, or whatever the situation may be. But I just know this in my spirit, that somebody is dealing with this right now. Somebody is trying to convince you that you're crazy. Somebody is trying to convince you that you're unreasonable. And I want you to stick by your guns. I want you to stand on the word of God, that what he has for you, it is for you. And there is no devil in hell that's going to be able to take that thing away from you. And so when you stand there, now there is some work that you've got to do, right? There are some things that you've got to do. Make sure that you're doing the things that you are supposed to do, right? Don't start slacking off. Don't start, don't just abort the mission, right? Do everything in your power to do it. And when it's time for you to move on, when it's time for you to do something else, God will free you from that, and he'll release you, and he'll allow you to see that you need to move on from that situation. But you're not crazy. And don't allow anybody to convince you of that. You are not crazy. You are worth what you're asking for. Your demand is not too high. What God has for you is for you, and you shall get it, right? And it's not in your time. It is definitely in God's timing. But do your due diligence. Make sure you're dotting your I's. Make sure you're crossing your T's. Make sure you're doing the things that you need to do to put yourself in position, so when that thing happens, it's going to just be easy peasy. It's going to fit like a glove. It's going to slide right in there, right? It's not going to be any more difficult situations. It's not going to be you fighting and bickering and stressing yourself out, because God is not the author of confusion. God does not deal in chaos. You need to seek your peace also in this situation, because I do believe that that's what we all seek. And God's peace is the peace that surpasses all understanding. So if you're seeking that, I know this sounds maybe a little bit preachy today, but I really just had to bring it to you the way God has given it to me. So when I say, you know, God, the peace of God surpasses all understanding, if you've never had God's peace, you wouldn't know what I was talking about. But if you continue to do your due diligence, you continue to do the things that you are supposed to do, you continue to allow God to order your steps in this situation, right? I promise you it's going to work out in your favor, because our God is able, right? He's the doctor that's never lost a patient, right? He's the wheel in the middle of a wheel. He is our everything. And so God is able to rectify the situation for you. I do believe that he is in the position to rectify the situation for you, but you've got to do some things in the natural. The word of God says first the natural, then the spiritual. So you've got to make sure that you're doing your part in the natural before God is ever able to be free to do his part in the spiritual, right? So just know, just walk away today knowing, I hope this word blesses you. If this word was for you, please leave me a comment. Let me know that this word was for you. But you're not crazy, and you're not gonna go crazy, right? Because God is gonna keep you. He's gonna keep you in perfect peace. But keep doing your due diligence. Keep seeking his face in this situation, but your expectations are not too high. I've done a blog and I've done talks about there are some situations where you have to lower your expectations. But you know what? When you have to lower your expectations, when you're dealing with other people, right? You cannot expect more from people sometimes than they're willing to give. And so when your expectations are too high for people sometimes, you do have to lower your expectations. But in this situation, it is not about you lowering your expectations. You deserve to get what you're asking for. You deserve what you're seeking, and God is prepared to bless you with that situation, okay? Bless you in that situation. Bless you so that you will be blessed in that situation.
So just hold fast and stand on that. And I promise you, you're going to be okay. You're going to be just fine. So with that being said, I am, that's all I got today, guys. This was a short one today. I just really wanted to come to you because, you know, that is what God is telling me to do, to drop these little messages to you a little sooner, a little quicker, et cetera, et cetera. But I hope y'all be blessed out there. And until next time, AP Empowers is signing out.